Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicate our lives to this sport. We do thousands of sit-ups in camp. We run hundreds of miles, you know, for the ones that take it serious. And we just dedicate ourselves fully to our craft, man. We watch tape. We attitude. We moody, and we go into that fight and to land on the line.
Fans, this is the Rope-A-Dope Radio Podcast. I am your host, Chris Carlson. We are live on a Tuesday night. Definitely more of the West Coast style show that we were bringing you a whole lot last year. So we'll definitely probably be doing a little bit more of these West Coast shows, kind of depending on the schedule. Anyway, we are back. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. And we're going to have to start the show. I mean, where else are we going to start the show, if we're being honest? We got to start it in Dallas, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, AT&T Stadium. We had ourselves a turnout, that's for sure, 47,000 people in attendance. And it's a great thing in a variety of ways. Now, I understand the fight wasn't that competitive. I get that. But I'm saying, you know, with no Mayweather, no Pacquiao as far as in this fight, not even Canelo or Golovkin. I'm just naming either old stars, right, or guys that can really sell. The fact that Spence and Garcia were able to draw that much attention was a great thing. So we're going to start with recap from a dominant performance by Errol Spence. Mikey Garcia definitely showed a lot of heart. I mean, even his brother was like, dude, we're good. Let's just stop this. He went out there and kept going. You know, there's really no moral victories. I understand that. But this guy took a ton of punishment. I'm talking a ton of punishment. So, overall, we'll definitely start with that. Like I said, we'll get into some of the pay-per-view buy rates that we're talking about as well. It did really good. Let's just put it that way. It did very, very, very good, which is still a surprise because neither of these two have been on pay-per-view. But as far as the rollout, the Fox rollout, credit to the PBC, credit to Fox, they did a hell of a job here. But we also will cover, you know, some other fights, too, from that DAZN card. Sulecki Rosado really got, you know, intense and drama-filled down the stretch. Tevin Farmer and John Carroll was another good fight as well. So we'll talk about a variety of other fights from the weekend, not just Spence and Garcia. We'll talk about real quickly, because that's what the undercard was, real quick. Well, it wasn't real quick. The fights were real quick. Right? But it took a while. It took a while. It was like 20, 30 minutes between each fight. But anyway, we'll get into that. And we'll also take a look at this weekend. I'd say that the fight that stands out over on this side of the pond is Sergey Lipinets against Lamont Peterson on Sunday on FS1. So we'll talk about that card. And we'll just, you know, take a look at the schedule, preview the schedule, whether it's ESPN Plus or DAZN. UK fights all over the board. And then we have to, you know, bring up some news as well. We'll fill you in a little bit more on the DAZN that was offered to Wilder, the pros and cons. And as of right now, he did not take it. Not a huge surprise, though. The meeting was just, you know, during the week last week. I didn't really think he'd just okay, first negotiations, we sat down, they offered it, I signed the dotted line. However, while they're in Brazil, the big, big rumor was Showtime's going to put that puppy on pay-per-view, because after all, from the first offer that he got, or deal, I should say, you know, within a deal from ESPN, they had to match what ESPN was willing to pay for that Brazil fight. Now, from my understanding, they didn't match what, what DAZN was offering for Brazil. But we'll definitely get into where that fight will take place. Is it on Showtime? Is it on Showtime pay-per-view? We'll give you a little update there. And just a variety of other news out there. Carl Frampton's in the news. Looks like he's going to come stateside. UFC and ESPN, especially ESPN Plus, struck a pay-per-view deal, which is really, really interesting. Cuts the middleman out, that's for sure. Or at least a more profitable middleman with ESPN Plus for that platform. So, like I said, we'll definitely recap the weekend. We'll take a gander at next weekend as well. I really like that Peterson and Sergey Lipinets fight. There are a couple on the schedule that we'll preview as well that I got my eye on. And then a variety of other things. Kell Brook is back. We'll tell you where he's going to land. And a couple other things, like I said. If this is your first time listening to the Rope It Up Radio podcast, it streams live right here on ropeitupradio.com. I should say blogtalkradio.com/ropeitupradio streams live and archives. Like I said, there was a little bit of issue. I did a Thursday show and it didn't get up till Saturday. So there was an issue there. I apologize. It's all taken care of from my understanding. So, we should be good to go when it comes to that anyway. But yeah, I apologize about that. But anyway, if this is your first time, you know, listen to the Rope It Up Radio podcast. It centers around boxing. We also have other shows on the channel, whether it's basketball or football, just so you know, for those who are interested. So this is the headquarters. Like I said, it archives right here, blogtalkradio.com/ropeitupradio. However, you can find the Rope It Up Radio podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn. We get a lot of listens throughout the years from TuneIn. A lot of people like their format. Same with Player FM. You should definitely check out Player FM. I'm also part of the Grueling Truth Sports Podcast Network that can be found everywhere. iTunes, Spreaker, Player FM, all sorts of places. You can also stream the Grueling Truth Sports Podcast Network on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. I believe you can use TuneIn, the TuneIn app, to get on Spotify as well. But head on over to thegruelingtruth.net. That's thegruelingtruth.net. You can listen to a podcast right there. You can read some articles. I do a weekly boxing article. And while you're at it, place a bet. It'll link you right to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Let's dive into this. You know, I've been pitching this DirecTV Now deal. And I was kind of mentioning the last couple shows that sale, that ad, was gonna run out. And there is a new March Madness DirecTV Now package. They're offering it. It expires at the end of March, okay? So you can get DirecTV Now for those who are thinking about cutting the cord or have. It's a limited time, though. No annual contract. You can stream it anywhere on your TV, your smart TV, your phone, your tablet. It's got the cloud DVR. You have a month free, right? The plans start at $50 a month, and HBO is included if you get the Plus or Max deal package. And obviously, this has got to be part of Game of Thrones, too. It's part of the deal with the Plus and the Max. And by the way, to get that first month free, you can go to promo code March2019. Like I said, at the end of the month, it expires. Promo code March2019. And by the way, for $11, you can add Showtime to that package as well. So something to think about for the people that cut the cord or are still kind of thinking about cutting the cord. So let's jump into this, man. Let's jump into this. So you know, Spence came out and fought a style, especially for the first chunk of the fight. Now, he got more aggressive. He was just deadly to the body. He did get more aggressive as the fight went on. The way he fought with the jab, patience, with the distance, with not forgetting to go back to the body, sitting in a left hook, kind of scraping it in. The right hand's not landing, the head all landed to the body. He just, and obviously the jab was key. A lot of people kind of figured, including myself, that maybe Spence being in his hometown in front of such a big crowd, maybe he would, in the fact that not a lot of people were going to give him credit for this win because, you know, the whole guy coming up in weight. So a lot of people thought, okay, is this going to be Golovkin-Kell Brook all over again where Golovkin's just going to rage for it, or I should say Spence is going to rage for it the way he did against Kell Brook, Golovkin, and try to just knock him out and make a statement? I mean, you saw everything heading into it. Like, if you thought it was a mismatch, that's cool. That's cool. That's fine. I get it. I saw a lot of tweets of people saying, if Spence doesn't knock him out in the fifth round, he gets no credit. If it goes the distance, I don't think that Spence was who I thought he was, that type of thing. Totally taking away any kind of, you know, like, credit for what Garcia would do or what he did in moments. He definitely took a lot of punishment, showed a ton of heart. A lot of people were like, just go for it, dude. It's like, yeah, dude, but when everything you try to do is getting stalemated, and then once you try to do something, you're getting hit and just getting buried. And you saw near the end of the fight, the last chunk of rounds, you saw how low his elbows were at times. And he was getting destroyed to the body. So a lot of people are like, why don't you go out on the shield, man? Go for the knockout, dude. It's like this dude was taking on a ton of punishment, still being crafty enough to survive somehow. A lot of people would have took a knee, a lot of corners. They, you know, looked at the corner and said, I'm good, and the towel would have been thrown in during the, you know, middle rounds. Obviously, Robert Garcia even gave it him out, and he didn't take it. But I just saw a lot of people saying, if Spence don't stop him by the fifth round, I'm not giving him any credit. And this fight does nothing for him. It's a no-win situation. Well, it wasn't a no-win situation because of profile, right? Because of profile, because of the Fox rollout, BBC rollout. Stuff was going to go up. And now he's, you know, tapped into that Mexican-American fan base. He could now have another big fight in Dallas or multiple fights. So I totally disagree. I totally disagree that this fight did nothing for him. But, you know, that's the way people are. They're fickle. It is what it is. Now, all of a sudden, Spence can't punch. He's not that good of a fighter. He's not who we thought he was. You just see a lot. A lot of this stuff is just knee-jerk, fight to fight. Just like now people are saying Lomachenko and Mikey is a garbage fight. Now, I don't even like it. It'll never be the same. Well, dude, people were saying this 24 hours later. It's like, well, let's see Mikey return so Lomachenko can be in a tough shot situation, lose. Now, obviously, he wasn't jumping up in weight that much, but, you know, Salido was bigger than him at that time because he missed the weight, and it was a rough fight for him, and he took an L, no big deal. He's bounced back, but it's just funny now. This was even a tougher situation that Mikey faced, and now you got people saying, I never want to see the Lomachenko, or it'll never be the same. Well, we don't know that just yet. Let the guy return, and then we can see if it will be. Just like, let the fight take place, and then you can make some more judgments. If you thought it was a mismatch, cool. But if you thought Spence has to take him out or four or five rounds or he gets no credit, that's just silly. Like, why don't you say it's a mismatch? This is what's going to happen. You know what I mean? But some people were so caught up in the mismatch that they really wanted to show how much they hated this fight. So he's got to stop him within five rounds. That was bullshit. In fact, going back to that no-win situation, which I totally understand, he's not going to get a lot of casual fans. They think differently than us hardcores or people that think they're hardcores on Twitter, right, or claim to be. They think different. But I just think it's funny because not only did the profile build, right, no doubt about it, but look at how Spence fought. Look at how he fought. He can win all these fights like that, that exact style. He literally, he showed us, not only did he show us he always said he could do more, he showed us, and it's almost like, you know, a dress rehearsal with live bullets for fights against Thurman, who's a little bit more crafty on the outside at times, and obviously against Crawford. Now, I see Crawford and Thurman moving a lot more, and he's faced some lower-tier movers, but not anything like those guys, but with that distance, with that jab, with that, you know, just being under control, I don't know, dude. Like, he's going to be a tough out, and he proved to us right there that it's going to be really tough to beat him. He can always go to that style now. When he's got a guy hurt, he goes for it, right? He does go for it. I mean, he was definitely going for it as this fight went on. When he felt like, okay, I'm good. Now, Mikey, at times when it was looking really bad for him, he would land two or three punches. There was a handful of times where he pushed Spence back. Spence would cover up, kind of go back to the center of the ring, and reset. So I was very, obviously, Mikey, you know, bit off more than he could chew, especially with, you know, the way Spence fought. It was a very smart way to do it. Now, the first couple of rounds was basically like a jab and a left hand from time to time. And Mikey, kind of early on, second round, some people gave it to him. He did have success with that left hook. No doubt about it. I still thought the jabs and the straight left by Spence were maybe a little bit better. The third round, there was some two-way stuff. But the left hook with that jab is just, you know, it was doing the trick on Mikey, no doubt about it. And he started doing that scraping left hook in that left hand too. And he just wouldn't forget body. Even like the fifth round, where it was a very good start to the round. He was landing hard right hands. I think he hit three in a row. But then the rest of the round, Spence controlled the round. Once you got to the sixth and seventh, though, that's where, especially in the seventh, you know, Mikey would have success or land, but it was only time to time. You know what I mean? It was just little moments and just nowhere near enough. And the CompuBox, you know, obviously tells you that bears that out. But in the seventh round, you could really see Spence starting to amp up that pressure. And the body and the head attack, especially the body, I just love how he doesn't forget to go to the body. He's clearly got the guy hurt. But Mikey showed heart. Like I said, he showed he's got a good-ass chin, too. And he's crafty because he was blocking a lot of shots. He was catching or parrying a lot of shots, too. It wasn't like they were all landing flush. For me, though, at the end of the day, size played a factor. I don't know about the weight, per se, played this huge factor. But size did. And the only reason why size did is because Spence, although he pressured and came forward, and like I said, amped it up as the fight went on, he fought at a measured pace. You know, he kept his jab in his face, the subtle slight movements or angles, whether it's in or out or just going right back to the middle of the circle. He was creative, like I said, with his left hand. And as always, that freaking body attack, man. So I don't believe people that said it just came down to size. I mean, you know, I disagree with that. I don't think it just came down to size. I don't think it was just size and size alone, and that's it. That's me. That's my personal thought. Where does Mikey go from here? You know, back where we pretty much, you know, this fight, I always said it from the start, I don't mind him going to welterweight. I just wanted him to do a little bit more damage at 35 and especially even 40 and kind of work your way up a little bit. I know that since he's been back before this fight, five of the fights, three of them were above 135. So I know it was more like him going up a weight class and a half and two weight classes. Sure, in the summer, he was at 135. He barely made the weight this summer, but it was just, I thought in a year and a half or 2 years or that type of thing, then go to 47, you know what I mean? Or fight somebody else at 47, get acclimated to the weight. That was the only reason why I didn't call this a great matchup of pound-for-pound guys. Like, I can't miss. This is phenomenal. This is super fight. Obviously, the weight was going to play a case. You just didn't know. Once you get up there, you just don't know. And it's just tough to find out, you know, find out with Spence. Yep, this isn't a good weight. But I think he can compete at the weight. But for now, you know, I would have at least he didn't bulk up. I'll give him that. He did not bulk up. It looked like he carried the weight pretty good. But as far as the look of his body, he just had a little bit more tone in his shoulders and his arms, but he didn't bulk up. We know Mikey on the scale is not something of a thing of beauty. It never has been. But I was glad that he wasn't just jacked up out of nowhere. You know what I mean? That would have just slowed him down even more. But, you know, I still got to see. He took a lot of punishment, but I got to see it. I got to see his next fight or two. You know, would I still want to see the Lomachenko fight? Of course. Of course I do. No, I don't want to see it next. I think that'd be dumb. I think it'd be nice for him to try to see if he can go back to the weight or maybe just go to 145 and then try 135 or however he does it. But I don't think he should jump right into some super hard fight. Not only that, but the Lomachenko fight, I understand the sentiment of people out there saying, we'll never see that fight. Well, we may have never seen it. You know, a lot of people just assume they would have got it done if he would have stayed at 135. That's a lot of assumptions. Not only that, but, you know, off that Linares fight, it didn't seem like they were in a hurry to make that fight because they know that they're adapting and acclimating to 135 as well, Lomachenko. So, to me, we don't know if the fight was going to happen ever because they never offered the fight. So, a lot of people say, oh, we'll never see it now. Well, we probably wouldn't have seen it, but I don't want to see it next. I understand how he needs to get back and get his flow going again and pick up a victory and look good again. I'm just saying, don't bury Mikey Garcia just yet. Let's see if he's not the same guy. Okay, let's see it. But if he can make it to even 140 again, which I know he can make to 140, but if he can make it back to 35, you cannot take away his skill and power at that weight class. The guy's still a handful down there. I know a lot of people just want to write him off now. And it may be. That may be a fight that takes it out of him. I'm not denying that. I just don't dig graves this early. You know what I mean? I think it's just kind of like, well, let's see. Let's see. Let's wait and see. Overall, though, you know, Manny Pacquiao was in the ring. He's fighting late July. Spence says he's good to go with that. I can fight in late July. It would be dope if they brought it right back to Cowboy Stadium. It really matters how much Jerry Jones will put up, you know, the money. That's what it comes down to there. But we'll see. You know what I mean? We'll see. We will definitely see how this works out. You know what I mean? We will definitely see how this works out. But, you know, a lot of people don't – there's people out – plenty of people that don't want to see the Pacquiao fight. and they say, well, go unify against Porter, right? And that's cool. That's a good fight. I mean, here's the deal. It worked out, the fact that Spence kind of had to get a belt for people to fight him, right? And now he's built this name to where it's not a low risk, you know, it's a high risk, but it's not a low reward now. So it's kind of worked out nicely, as weird as it sounds. I mean, he did fight Kell Brook. Let's not forget about that, which a lot of people at the time thought he was the best 147. That's debatable. But he now has Pacquiao, Porter, Thurman, Garcia, and obviously Crawford lingering there. I've never thought that that Crawford fight would happen until it makes a fair amount of money on pay-per-view. That's when, I mean, Bob said this a year ago, year and a half ago. End of 2019, sometime in 2020. And I'm okay with that. Not on the Crawford side, that does kind of suck for him. But I think once they get through some of these new fights at welterweight, they've had kind of a round robin with a couple of guys. Now they got, Spence's got all of them in a row. I do think a guy like Porter, if he were to lose, he might be a guy that goes to ESPN and fights a Crawford. You know what I mean? That's what I'm hoping anyway. That's what I'm hoping for Crawford's sake and just in general to see these guys mix it up. But if you're thinking about it from a money standpoint, Manny is the next fight. It just has to be, because if you put him in with there with Thurman, now because of Thurman's last performance, I think, you know, flashback to 2 years ago, most people think Thurman's just going to box the shit out of him. Manny Pacquiao, speaking of. But now that he got hurt in the seventh and at times looked shaky, looked sharp, but also shaky, and the time out of the ring, a lot of people want to see that fight because it's evened out. So I understand that. But if you're thinking about it from a PBC, put your promoter cap on, Al Haymon, you got to go with Pacquiao because you don't want to get him beat. And we're hearing that the pay-per-view did really big, big numbers. Like, it's got 350,000. They know that. It's just a matter of how close it gets to 400,000. And maybe next month, with some orders that came in late, you know how you'll get your bill. And the next month, you'll get the bill for that. Maybe it goes over 400,000. It's really tough to say. But just going over 300,000 is huge. Phenomenal. Like, just for boxing, the fact that there was no Mayweather in the ring, no Pacquiao except for after, not even a Canelo, who, you know, obviously can do stadium fights and done outdoor fights before, to have two guys in their prime fighting and that many people, 47,000 showed up. Kudos to Fox. Kudos to the fighters because they did a lot of interviews. Kudos to the PBC as well. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to come around and give Al Haymon credit guys' careers properly. Okay? You're just going to have to. You're going to have to. I mean, look at the last two pay-per-views that had fresh blood in them. Both of them overachieved. You know what I'm saying? And these guys are pretty soft-spoken guys, too. They give their little funny digs, but they're pretty soft-spoken if you think about it. It's not like Fury and Wilder, you know what I mean? So, man, I'll say this. I don't expect ESPN to promote this fight, but I was kind of in disbelief how they didn't really cover it on SportsCenter that night. I understand that Selection Sunday's the next day, and there was some interesting games that night. Spence and Garcia dodged a bullet having Duke in North Carolina the night before. I'll say that. But that game would have been done anyway. But it's a distraction, of course. You know what I mean? But they literally, I'm not saying they got to promote the fight. But if you have Terrence Crawford on your network and you want to make that fight with Spence, I think you got to have at least a 5-minute segment on SportsCenter that night. And why not have Crawford right there live talking? Maybe not in the studio. I understand that. Okay. We'll have him on the via satellite. Like, I think they dropped the ball. Like I said, I'm not saying all week they had to have 30-minute segments. Nothing like that. I don't expect them to do that. That's not their product. But their product is Terrence Crawford. And I think they did Terrence Crawford kind of wrong on that one. I'm not saying it had the lead. I understand that the first half hour of SportsCenter was going to be a bunch of shit, right? Bunch of basketball stuff. There was a big NBA game that night. You know what I mean? I understand all that. But, man, they dropped the ball a little bit on that. A little bit on that. But anyway, I think he'd go right to Pacquiao. I mean, he's on a interview, did $350,000 minimum. And the gate probably was healthy. I mean, Canelo's last fight there against Smith, when the attendance went over 51,000, I think they sold 44,000 tickets at the end of the day. And that's what they do in general, but especially in these stadium fights. They do have lots of comps. But that did a $5 million gate. I don't think this did a $5 million gate. But still, it did a healthy gate. And if you brought Pacquiao back there, the pay-per-view this summer, when, especially if it's on Fox, dude, like through Fox, because, you know, he's talking about late July. Well, mid-July is the All-Star game. So you could, that's a big number right there. The, you know, they could promote during that. I'm not saying they're going to have him on the field. I'm just saying to run commercials and talk about the fight minorly during that a couple weeks out, that'd be pretty big. But anyway, we'll see. You know, Thurman, Pacquiao, Porter, Spence, that works for me too. That's a unification, and that's a good fight. I'm not going to be mad at that. Here's what I don't want to happen. Pacquiao fights Danny Garcia. Thurman and Porter fight, and Spence is sitting there with Collazo or something like that. And I love Collazo or something, you know what I mean? That's what I don't want to happen. And I think they'd be dropping the ball. I think he'd give Pacquiao up right now. And I understand there's a smear campaign for this fight. You know, Top Rank, a bunch of people from Top Rank or the people they pay to smear, they've been out full force. Bob Arum saying Mikey doesn't do shit. You know, he wasn't trying to do nothing in that fight. Khan will do everything, even though, you know, you can look back when they were talking about Canelo and Khan, and you can hear what he had to say there. And by the way, I talked about this before. Bob Arum was not trying to stop that fight. He was trying to make that fight. He couldn't make the fight, the Crawford-Pacquiao. He didn't stop it. He couldn't make it. He couldn't tee together for Pacquiao. That's what it was. He said it in a variety of interviews. If you're going to fight Crawford, of course you want big money, dude. That's a tough fight. And it's an investment for Crawford anyway, because you get to pass the torch. He's just mad that he wasn't able to pass the torch. That's all. That's all it is. So it is what it is. It is what it is. But overall, I was impressed at Spence in the way he fought. And if he's ever going to be able to beat Terrence Crawford, that's how he's going to beat him. Pressuring, still coming forward, but at a measured pace. And moving when the guy tries to hit you a little bit. Using angles, resetting, and that freaking jab. You know what I mean? That's what I saw. And that's why I wait for fight night to get stuff out of it, too. You can't just come in there with all these perceived notions. And just, oh, this is going to happen. If this happens or that happens, this is what I'm going to think. You got to see it take place, too. We're not all professional matchmakers, on like most people think they are on Twitter. So if you thought it was a mismatch, 100% understand where you're coming from. That's why I never called it the super fight. Like I said, that's why I got behind the fight, because of two prime guys, 2 pound for pounders. Maybe Mikey can be crafty enough to give him a different look, but it's also what was available. And the Crawford fight wasn't available at that time. So what was available? Spence Porter made it clear he's going to fight Ugas. Thurman wasn't going to fight him. Garcia just lost to Porter, so it made a lot of sense. And as it turns out, it's the biggest fight out of all of them right now. So it turned out that way. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Mark to the fold, see what he has to say. 310, what is going on, man? How the hell are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. I got a little late start tonight. I've helped my helping my neighbor with something going on in his basement. A lot of people's basements are flooding here. Some of them minor, some of them major. But we had just a ton of snow in late January and February. And then for three straight days, it rained, dude. So it was melting and it rained. It just caused it's basically like a pond outside on the city streets, man. It's getting a little better, though. How about you? How are you doing, sir?
Shit. Pretty good. Pretty good. I was actually on the West Coast for a little while. I was in my place in Newport. I just got back to Miami today, and it's raining over here like crazy, too. It's like, when it rains in Miami, it's different. It's different than, in California, it rains like a couple times a year. But when it rains there, like, it rains for like a long-ass time. Whereas here in Miami, it's like so tropical. It's like a fucking rainforest, dude. Like, it rains a couple times a week, but usually no more than like 5 or 10 minutes at a time. But today it's been raining like, I don't know, at least a few hours. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I know my times in Florida, a lot of times it would be like later in the afternoon, it was just a storm, but it would clear up just enough to see the sun go down and another clear night and stuff like that. Especially in the spring, for several times, and that's kind of what it was. Kind of a nice little shower to cool you off, and then it would be nice, you know.
Yeah. It's nice because at nighttime, it's like, when you go outside, there's no, like, temperature change. It's, like, still warm. That's what I like about Miami. I haven't really been to any other parts of Florida, really. But Miami, I like. But let's talk about the weekend, dude. Like, I'm glad I didn't throw money on that. Obviously. It's like, I've been giving Mike and Garcia way too much fucking credit, you know? I fucking said that he was going to knock out Broner. And then I said that he was going to fucking knock out Robert Easter. Constantly, constantly giving him way too much fucking credit. You know? I don't know. I guess right after the first round, I was like, maybe Mikey's feeling him out, but I don't know. You know, it looks like he was really scared of his power, you know? After the next couple rounds, I was like, dude, are you kidding me? This is like, it was like, I didn't think he was going to make it past like the eighth or ninth round. I mean, it should have been stopped for sure.
Look good for a while there. I thought for sure he was going to get stopped, dude, because Spence just kept going to that body too, dude.
Oh, yeah. He's doing everything right. I felt really stupid afterwards for not giving Spence enough credit beforehand, you know, because, and I, you know, sort of forgetting for a second that, you know, when you're an elite fighter, like a really, really elite fighter, you do have to be like a smart person. You know, you do have to have like a pretty, like a decent degree of like intellect. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I noticed with a lot of that. I mean, it's not, the come forward guys just come forward and don't give a shit. I mean, yeah, like, it's rare for them to be, like, truly elite. You know what I mean? Unless they're, like, you got some sort of versatility in their game, you know? And, like, so I was like, yeah, I don't know why I completely overlooked that. You know, like, all he had to do was fucking box them and it would prove a point to everyone. I mean, it's like, and I was thinking about Mikey Garcia and Robert Garcia and the father and all this shit. And it's like, dude, you guys didn't prepare for what about if Spence decided to box you? You didn't fucking think about that at all? I mean, I don't know. That was just weird for me to see him, like, just completely unprepared for just in case if Spence decided to stand back and fucking box him. He really didn't fucking go over anything for that, or was he just there for a fucking paycheck? You know, like Mikey I'm talking about, like, what the fuck? I think everyone's being way too fucking light on this fucking guy. They really are. Everyone, after they fucking talk about Mikey, immediately afterwards, they're like, oh, but he's got a ton of heart, though. Oh, but I respect him so much. It's like, dude, to be honest with you, we don't know what the fuck this guy was doing. We don't know. You got to understand, he's walking around saying that he saw some big secret. I saw something. You know, it's like, you sure you saw something besides a payday? You sure you saw something besides you watching the Lamont fight and being like, I could survive against him? Shit, that would be a huge fight, especially in Dallas. Let's make it happen. Like, you know, like, is that what you saw, or did you actually see something? Because how the fuck do you not even win a round? And I wanted to give you a round, like any round. And it was like, I can't even say like that he didn't try, because he did try. It's not that. But
well, and he could have quit and took a knee any time, and nobody would have said anything. I mean, people would have said, oh, he's a quitter because he took a knee. Like the normal shit you get for that. But people, if he would have, I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but when you're getting destroyed, every time he's trying to counter, he's getting hit, and that jab is right there with the right distance. There's times where he'd push forward. Remember, he'd throw like three right hands in a row and a left hook or, you know, counter, but he just, Spencer would put his hands up, cover up, circle out, and go right back. My thing is, after a while, I just didn't think he could really do it. When you're getting beat up, you're getting beat to the punch. It's the range, it's the speed, it's the power. Like, he was getting his ass kicked. You see how low those elbows were covering that body. I think he was just overwhelmed. I don't think that if they had a better game plan, they would have won that fight. I don't see that. Plus, that's not his strength, forward and pushing back. That's not his strength.
I get, of course. But it's like, why talk such a big game like that, though? And then, like, you know, beforehand, if you weren't going to be ready to fight, if you weren't going to be ready to box, you thought that he was just going to come at you. If that's really all that you prepared for, like, you know, and you talk, like, you know, and you're known for all this ring IQ. I mean, that, I think that hurts him even more. You know, that makes him think, you know, Mikey Garcia is done. You know, and then afterwards, you know, because everything you just said is correct, right? But what did Mikey say afterwards? He said, oh, I wasn't hurt. It's like, then why the fuck were you so afraid to take any chances? If you weren't hurt, then why didn't you just at least just a little bit more? I mean, that ninth round, you threw zero punches. Zero fucking punches. They claim that you landed 75 punches. Are you fucking kidding me? You landed zero punches. You threw like 27 the entire fight. He was so timid, so scared of the fucking incoming. As soon as he got hit, everything that Spence said came true. Everything that Spence said in the beginning. The first thing that Spence said was, as soon as he feels my power, he's going to go into fucking survival mode. And that's exactly what the fuck Mikey did. Like, from the first bell, as soon as he felt it, he was like, he never felt power like that ever before in his life, obviously. You know, he's claiming now, like, oh, he has power. It's like, dude, you might as well just be honest and be like, dude, I never got hit that fucking hard before. That's the reason why I wasn't throwing punches. He could have knocked me out with any punch if I wasn't careful. Just fucking be honest about it. And then people will respect you for it. Now, I went from being a Mikey Garcia fan to thinking this guy's a fucking scam artist. To be honest with you, man, like, this whole bullshit sales pitch, oh, it's like, you know, the fight's intriguing. It's intriguing. It's like, come on, man. Yeah, you did a really good job of selling fucking pay-per-views, buddy. It worked. they had me fucking fooled for sure. But it's like,
yeah, but that's the part of it. Like, you did believe in them, you know?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? You know, why wouldn't I? He's always over delivered. You know, he's always been Mikey's always had that quiet confidence about him that makes you want to believe him for sure. You know, and at the
right.
same time, like I said, fucking, you know, about Spence. I think what he did was it was perfect. Like, you know, and everyone was underestimating him. I knew he was going to
yep.
do something like different and like special. I was wondering exactly what he was going to do, but what he did is like, and all these people that are fucking sitting around, it's so funny how many people, how many fans, Twitter, YouTube, all
okay.
saying, fucking told you so. I told you so.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that what you said? You said that fucking Spence is going to stand back and outbox Mikey.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Nobody fucking
right,
said
yeah.
that.
Right, yeah.
Even Andre
I didn't
Ward,
see anybody
Andre
say that.
Ward,
I didn't see one fucking person say that more than
like, it's a,
that's for damn
it's like,
sure.
They
were saying he's going to murk him in five
wrong.
Rounds, or I'm not going to give him credit. That's what they said, you know. I give him a lot of credit because,
oh, yeah.
like I said, if he fights like this, this is how he beats Crawford. If he can beat Crawford, that's the style he'll have to use.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of both. A little bit of both. You know, it's like, even Andre Ward, which, like, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. Like he said, it, I don't know if you saw that fight high video views. I don't know why everyone's so surprised. We knew this was going to happen. Come on. We didn't like 100. I mean, no, if everyone knew it was going to happen, then why did Floyd, Manny, all these people show up to the fight? Why did it get so many pay-per-view fucking pies? Like if everyone knew this was going to be a fucking Canelo fucking Chavez Jr. part two. Massacre like that, like how, like, I mean, come on, no one knew that this was going to happen. I mean, that Spence is just going to stand back and control him with his jab. It was the smartest thing that he could have possibly ever done, you know, and because they knew that Mikey looks like shit coming forward. You know, the only that's the way to beat him. You got to make him come forward, you know. So, and it was, to be honest with you. It was like a Chavez Jr. performance against Canelo, except Chavez is like, you know, it was pretty obvious that he wasn't putting in any effort. But as far as like productivity and like what they actually accomplished, yeah, he didn't do anything more than fucking what Chavez Jr. did to fucking Canelo, for sure.
I mean, you're right. I do think Spence did more than Canelo, though, because he did start to spaz out, you know, as the fight wore on, whereas I was hoping Canelo would do more of that. But you're right. You can't deny that. You are right. As much as
and,
I love
and
Mikey,
people got it.
It's true. You're right.
People got to be harder on this fucking guy. They don't realize what he just fucking – he literally just – he bullshitted everyone for the longest time. That he saw something. I mean, come on. You got to hand it to him. He was selling pay-per-views, but I just don't know if he knew from the get-go, like, okay, I can survive against him. I know I'm not going to beat him, obviously, but if I say something, I get enough people believing, we could do huge numbers. This would be crazy. I'm just thinking, did he really believe that? You know, because it went from him saying that he saw something to him to the whole thing being like vague and like him saying like, oh, no, it wasn't just one thing. I just feel like everything that I do, like, you know what I mean? How he like put
yeah,
scripts on
true.
Everyone like
it did,
like a week or two before.
Sure.
Like